something to do here. Yeah.
All right. Hey, we've got a special guest in. We've got Mary Jo Doolittle in here from Avera and St. Anthony's. And Mary Jo,
good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Good.
Hey,
good.
The sun's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Can't ask for much more than that.
No, that's right.
The sun comes up every day. That means we've got a new day to...
It does. A new day to do the best we can.
You bet. And today, Mary Jo, I know a lot of people have called. We've had there's been some blood drives in the area and people wanting to know, are blood drives canceled? What are they doing? How are they handling blood drives? Obviously... We don't want 100 people to show up at once for a blood drive, but blood supplies, I'm sure with the with everything that's going on, if folks aren't getting out, I'm sure blood supplies are probably starting to get a little critical, aren't they?
They are. They are. Our blood center, which is LifeServe in Sioux City, Iowa, as well as blood centers and the American Red Cross all across the country, are starting to see critical shortages. So I know that our blood center in Iowa, combined with their blood centers around the whole area, have had at least 94 blood drive cancellations.
Oh, boy.
That's thousands of units of blood that we don't have. So I am here today to ask the public for your help to donate blood. So originally there was going to be a blood drive at O'Neill High School this coming Monday on the 23rd.
Okay.
But since the high school is closed, that was canceled. So the hospital is going to host that blood drive. But it will not be at the hospital. We are trying to protect our patients and our staff with, you know, so we have cut down on visitors.
Right.
So the blood drives will be at the old Avera Medical Group VA clinic in O'Neill.
Perfect.
At 555 East John Street.
Right.
Okay. The old VA clinic the old Hope County Medical Clinic.
Right, a block east of the water tower.
There we go. Yes.
Yeah, so...
Yep, so the big bus that the LifeServe always brings, where you go out to donate your blood, will be in the parking lot.
And you'll see it there.
So, mm-hmm. Yep, at the old VA clinic.
But, and you'll still doing in the bus?
Still
be in the bus.
It will still be in the bus. You will go into the clinic to begin your registration. And... They will definitely watch to try to keep the social distancing that is required. They may ask you to stay in your car if for just a little while if it's a very big crowd. But the LifeServe staff, and we will have some hospital staff there as well, will do their very best to keep people distanced as best they can during the registration and the blood drive.
All right. So it's going to be Monday, March 23rd.
Yes, from 9 to 1.
And then we'll be doing it a week later, too.
Yes.
So there'll be two opportunities here.
Two opportunities.
You can't do it this Monday.
Yes. So then the following Monday, on March 30th, is the regular hospital blood drive. But once again, it will be at the old VA clinic, the Avera Medical Group VA clinic. Blocks out east of the water tower. So both blood drives, the next two Mondays on March 23rd and March 30th. So I might go over some screening criteria,
sure,
Scott, if people have any questions. Please, please do not come if you are sick. If you have a cough or a fever, shortness of breath, or even a runny nose or a sore throat, for the sake of everyone's help, please stay home. But if you are well, please come. Donors will be asked a series of additional questions about travel history. If you do need to be 16 years of age or older, a minimum of 120 pounds, you can donate 6 weeks after delivering a baby. If you're breastfeeding, that's okay. If you have piercings, ear piercing, skin piercing, that is okay if they were performed with single-use sterile instruments and equipment. Tattoos are okay if performed in a licensed facility. If you have further questions about your eligibility to donate blood, you can call the LifeServe Blood Center at 1-800-287-4903. Or you can email a nurse at nurse@lifeservebloodcenter.org.
Okay. And Mary Jo, this is a, obviously right now we have a lot of people that are over 16 primarily some high school students that are 17 or 18 or 19 that are looking for something to do.
That's
this would
what,
be
yes.
a great opportunity for them to make a difference.
It sure would.
Give blood for the first time, or many of our high school students have already been giving blood quite regularly.
Yeah, so I am hoping that if they were planning to donate blood on Monday at the high school, please still consider coming down to the Vera Medical Group VA clinic. And I would challenge each and every high school student that's 16 years of age or older, bring a buddy with you.
You bet,
That would be really great.
All right, now let's talk about how we want to, as you mentioned, maybe keep everybody safer with the coronavirus and the social distancing and everything. First of all, I know everybody's going to want to know, is that safe to give blood? Can I get coronavirus from giving blood? And
that's right. Yeah. That is a question. And no, there is no known risk of transmission of the coronavirus through the blood donation process or from the blood transfusions. We'll ask you to try to maintain the social distancing as much as possible. But LifeServe and all blood center communities do not consider this a mass gathering, as you may be picturing this. It's more of a controlled event using appropriate infection control measures to ensure the safety of the products, the donors, and the staff. And donating blood is safe and can help save lives. If you are healthy and have not donated in the last 56 days, or if you happen to be a regular blood donor and you donate double donations, you do have to wait 112 days. But please join us. And I will mention, Scott, that, you know, we use blood here at the hospital.
Yes.
And the patients that probably we most often give blood to, there are always traumas where there is definitely blood needed. But more often than that, we have a lot of chemo patients in our community. And sometimes those chemo drugs are a little hard on the blood, and they knock out patients' hemoglobins and their platelets. And so we need to be able to give those patients life-saving blood products. There are many other patients that also need blood, but just so people understand, we do need this blood to save lives and keep our people healthy in our community. Just a reminder, do not join us if you've been sick.
Right.
But if you are well, please, please do consider one of the next two Mondays. Now, I might mention, this coming Monday, the time is 9 to 1.
Right. They're different hours.
Yes, yeah. They're different hours. Monday, March 30th is the regular time that we normally have at the hospital, and that is 1 to 6. But again, it will be at the Avera Medical Group VA clinic. I also would like to mention, Scott, that normally I'm here to talk about health fairs.
Sure.
But our health fair that was going to be in April has been postponed. We will still have it. We just are not setting any dates yet.
Until everything gets cleared and you're able to handle crowds.
So, yes, exactly. Right. So once we feel that we're past this situation, we'll get some dates set up and we'll get them out to the public.
Sure. And Mary Jo, I know people are still obviously concerned about COVID-19, which we need to be. And we know that a Avera Medical Group and also a Avera St. Anthony's, for that matter, has kind of done a few different things for protocol for this, especially if you maybe have some respiratory symptoms that are similar to what COVID-19 is, and you're maybe just, obviously the Avera wants to be safe, and so they're having two different entries at the hospital, correct?
That is correct. Yes, we're having all of our outpatient clinics are coming to see our specialty physicians like the cardiologists, nephrologists, urologists, all of those. We're asking all of those people to come into our visitors' entrance.
You've got and a banner
we put
up
some
there
big
now.
Banners. Yeah. Yeah, to help people see that. That is correct.
And if you have respiratory symptoms or something that might be similar to what's in COVID-19, come to the main entrance, southwest corner.
Yes. If you already have talked to your provider and made an appointment, you are concerned about feeling sick and that you might have the COVID-19, please call ahead. Right. We're doing everything we can to protect all of our visitors and patients, as well as our staff. If our staff gets sick and we don't have anybody there to care for the public, we could be in trouble. Yeah, so if you have any questions about symptoms that you may have, any worries that you may have the coronavirus, please call 402-336-2900. And there will be someone who will help you, will talk to you and work through your symptoms and discuss what you could, what we can do for you or what you need to do. And we do ask that you keep listening to KBRX, reading the KBRX website. You can also get information on COVID-19 at the avera.org/COVID-19 website. And I might also mention our North Central District Health Department. They have a Facebook page and they have a website, ncdhd.ne.gov. They are putting out very good information every single day. And those are our folks right here in O'Neill. Right. They are on top of it. So there are a lot of different options for getting information. I encourage everyone to go out and read that, read those things if you have any concerns.
You bet. And again, give blood. Do they need to make an appointment? Can they still make an appointment online? Or does this basically walk in? They can still go to lifesharebloodcenter.org and make an appointment?
They sure can.
Either of those two.
Or you can walk in. Either one would be great.
If you've got a lunch hour and you need to get in between
10
to 11 or something on Monday, March 23rd, or 1 to 2 on the 30th, you can make an appointment online.
So. That is correct.
All right. Sounds good. And we just hope to get a bunch of blood donations. We know, like we said, it's a critical need right now. So any donations we can get are going to help save a life.
They will be very much appreciated. Yes.
Mary Jo, thank you. And thanks for all that you and the staff at Avera are doing. We know it's a complicated time and everybody still doesn't have all the answers.
That's right.
Be patient with everybody and also make sure to check on the elderly and those that are maybe by themselves too.
Check in on people. Offer to run and get groceries or any items you can do for those people that we want to keep safe in their homes.
And while you might not be able to go visit them in person, to talk on the phone is always
great idea.
Makes somebody day.
So. It does.
All right, Mary Jo, thanks for coming in. Yep, Mary Jo Doolittle from Avera St. Anthony's.